Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day. We're going to be talking about a very serious subject today that I believe should grasp the attention of each and every one of our listeners, that we need to be aware of what's taking place in the next 28 days. We're talking about today the need to pray for America. Pray for America. Ask God to intercede for our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation's destiny hangs in the balance. Our prayers and our participation in this election in the next 28 days will determine the freedoms and the family and faith leadership roles in our great nation, in America, each of the states, and right here in our own city and in our own state. We need to understand what the Bible says. We need to be cognizant of what our responsibilities are as citizens in our great nation. Christians have citizenship. We have dual citizenship. We're citizens in our nation, and we're citizens in that place called heaven, according to the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to be interviewing a very special candidate that's running for an office in our House of Representatives, the state of Florida. Be looking forward to your dialogue and discussion, your call-in, your questions, and your comments. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, the call-in telephone number is 831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. After our brief monologue and introducing our one today that we're going to be interviewing, we're going to be asking you to call in, ask questions, have dialogue, discussion on the issue. But ladies and gentlemen, let me say right up front, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Truth Book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, a declaratory statement is made in John 17, 17, where the scripture says, "Thy word is truth." And then, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture is very, very clear. It says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." It does not change. It does not modulate. It does not change with societal norms. The Bible does not change. The truth of the Word of God does not change with the era in which we're living in. The Word of God does not change based on whether it's Democrat or Republican in office as government leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, it stands true. But yet we have a society today where there's a mindset that we need not adhere to truth. In fact, it goes back to George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, and Orwell's dystopia novel entitled 1984, published in the latter part of 1947-48. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be so succinctly true today. There's a mindset today that truth is not relevant, the truth is not real, that you need not pay attention to truth, and you can have your own truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have your own truth. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint said, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real." Yet, that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. ladies and gentlemen, you cannot have your own truth. Truth is truth. It goes back to the original. And the original of truth is the Word of God. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth and defend the truth. And that's what I challenge us to do each and every day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Seek the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, learn the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. Located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. It's closed on Sundays, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very important subject today. Later in this broadcast, in just the next few moments, we'll be introducing our very special guest that we'll be interviewing about her run for the Florida House of Representatives and what God is going to do in and through her life and ministry in Tallahassee. But we need to pray for America. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very, very clear in relationship to that. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, and 3, that is, the scripture says, I exhort, therefore, first of all, that supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to pray for all of the leadership in America. We need to pray for the local leadership, the state leadership, and the federal leadership on a national level. But ladies and gentlemen, if I can just add a little tidbit to it without detracting from or destroying the Word of God, not meant to in any way modulate, modify, or change the Word. But ladies and gentlemen, we are to pray for all of the leaders. And sometimes we need to pray and say, God, remove people like Joe Biden. Remove the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats that are in control today. This destroying the morals, the ethics, and the values of our great nation that our founding fathers have given us with the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God involved in doing so. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that we've got 28 days. It's countdown now. It's countdown. We've got 28 days to determine whether or not America will continue to be a great free nation, or whether or not, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to elect those that's going to destroy the faith and the family and the freedoms that we have in our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to expressly pray. Praying, ladies and gentlemen, for our Christians to vote in America on November the 8th. Early voting's already started in some states, ladies and gentlemen, I understand. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be very, very clear. I want us to understand something that is so valuable for us to recognize. In the 2020 election, that gave us Joe Biden. Of course, it was a stolen election. It's a fraudulent election. Don't you ever believe, ladies and gentlemen, that somehow, some way, it was a free election and there were not things that intervened to destroy the integrity of the election. But ladies and gentlemen, 40 million Christians did not vote in 2020. Recently, I listened to a video about voting, and it said perhaps as many as 25 million Christians would not vote in the 2022 election. But going back to 2020, according to David Barton with Wall Builders, said over 40 million Christians did not vote. Why is that so? Ladies and gentlemen, it's so because so many churches and pastors and religious leaders are so ignorant of the Word of God. Many feel that believers are to simply stay out of politics. Don't vote in an election. Don't talk about a candidate from the pulpit. Don't recommend a candidate and their integrity. That's the mindset among so many today. They misunderstand and misconstrue what's found in Romans 13th chapter, which talks about God giving us civil government. Looking at a brief statement, Samuel Adams said, "Let each citizen remember at the moment he is offering his vote that he is executing one of the most solemn trusts in human society for which he is accountable to God and to his country," end quote. I don't know how you could state that any better than of Samuel Adams in that statement. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article out of the Decision Magazine. It's the Franklin Billy Graham Organization, October 2022 issue. Let me just read you a statement that sets the stage for where we're going on this broadcast today. Tony Perkins, the article starts out, who has spent nearly 20 years in Washington as president of the Family Research Council, says, "With the nation becoming more polarized and divided, each election grows in its importance because we have found that we have two very opposite views of the direction that America should be going. We've seen that contrast in the last 2 years, and the outcome of this election will determine if we continue on the path or if we're able to at least push back and push the pause button and allow Americans to reassess this direction, such as transgender ideology being pushed on our children and the federal government being focused on trying to get abortions to women in states that have embraced the pro-life laws. There's a lot at stake in the midterm election." He goes further to say, "But I would go one step further," Tony Perkins says, "and say it is not only a battle for the soul of the nation, but it's a battle for the children of our nation, their souls, because these personality and societal destructive policies that are being pushed are locking children in the path that leads to their destruction." And it goes on to talk about the transgender movement, what is happening today in relationship to the voting and the inclusion of so many things that are morally and ethically unacceptable, biblically speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray, and we need to pray for our leaders. That's right. But we need to pray in this election, and we also need to plan to participate in the election. As one preacher said many years ago, we need to put feet on the prayers. We need to put a movement and action, what we're saying that needs to be done. And so this broadcast today, I'm challenging every listener, if you've not registered to vote, today is the deadline in the state of Florida to vote. It is the deadline to, not to vote, but to register to vote. Today is the deadline. So I'm challenging you, if you've not registered, register today. I'm challenging you then to be ready to vote and to make sure that you know the candidates stand and whether or not they meet the biblical criteria for running for office. And then vote. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation stands at the crossroads. I believe you understand that. The crossroads, whether we remain a constitutional republic or if by the vote of the will of the people, we, ladies and gentlemen, go into the third world banana republic status with the continuation of the Biden cabal, ladies and gentlemen, where the bought and paid for the control by China. Biden today, the Biden cabal, is not in a position to make decisions without China authorizing it. This leadership in Washington today, in my most humble opinion, bought and paid for by George Soros, Big Tech, and China. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going down the primrose path, as some have called it, to our total destruction. The Bible gives us the election guide, God's election guide for how we need to vote. The Bible says in Exodus 18:21 that we need to, there's four qualifications for a candidate. We're going to say this, then we're going to introduce our guest today. We'll talk about this. The Bible says in Exodus 18:21 that we need to, and I'm going to paraphrase the text to get to the point. We need to find able men, such as fear God, men of truth, and hating covetousness. Ladies and gentlemen, when it says able men, it's talking about individuals that are capable and competent, having the ability to lead our city, our state, our nation. We've got some of the most incompetent people in office today across the state and across the nation that I've seen in my lifetime. And as I tell people, I'm still under 100 years old. And then the scripture says, such as fear God. That means those that reverence God, those that have respect for God's word, those that are willing to submit to God and to say no to things like the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda, the transgender, transsexual move that's taking place today, needs to be able to say no. And only those candidates, ladies and gentlemen, that fear God will stand and say no. Men of truth, that is those that will stand for truth, a reputation of reliability and trustworthiness, that's going to say no in the campaign to anything that is a divergent from truth, that's not willing to compromise. And fourthly, hating covetousness. That is not using public office, ladies and gentlemen, and the trust of the public office to increase their wealth. They're willing to say no to bribes, willing to say no to the lobbyist, and stand for the people that place them in office. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is vital, that is necessary in society today. And major problem is today that I want us to be challenging you on is the silence of churches. In fact, Tony Perkins says, when churches depart from or refuse to teach biblical truth, the consequences can be far-reaching. What the pulpit prioritizes, the people will pursue. And he goes further and says, I don't think being a Christian alone qualifies you for office, but I believe we should be looking for leaders who have a biblical worldview, who look to God's word for direction on all issues, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a candidate today that I believe meets that criteria. We have a candidate today that we're going to talk with in just a moment. She is running for the Florida House of Representatives, District 13, La Sierra Masselin. La Sierra, welcome to Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to what God is going to do when you are sworn into office very, very soon. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for having me yet again. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I'm thankful for your run, thankful for your stand, thankful for your Christian stand and your perspectives that you have based on the Word of God. Lassiera, you've heard my monologue. What's your response to that? Some of the things that you think were viable, necessary, and valuable for our listeners. Then we're going to get into the essence of your candidacy and what you're doing. But take a few moments. Just respond as you see fit to the monologue and its applicability today.
Sure. So you mentioned some very key points. One of the things was more profound to me was about your mentioning how the church needs to stop being silent. I think that is crucial. That is key. That is pertinent. That is the reason why we are where we are, and we are dealing with we're in some very serious times right now. And it's because the church, and we're not talking about the building, but we're talking about the so-called people of God that say they have received Christ as Lord and Savior. And that is something that, you know, I personally have gotten fed up with, seeing, hearing, you know, and just being in around certain ones that, you know, proclaim the gospel, but they're not walking in it. They haven't applied it to their flesh. And so I personally have decided to take a stand and be a part of what God has already prepared us for as far as the remnant in running for office.
I'm thankful for that. In fact, La Sierra, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Biblical Concepts Ministries, they put out a newsletter, and I received the latest newsletter, and of the candidates they are recommending, you're listed here. It says Florida House District 13, there's no Republican on the ballot, but vote for La Sierra Maslin. No party affiliation. Ms. Maslin is a conservative Christian. I thought that was a bold statement. I was thankful for that. That's gone out to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds in the entire North Florida area. And so I'm thankful for that news release on that, that gives you the reader the information briefly about your candidacy. But La Sierra, thank you so much for your running. Let me ask you to take a few minutes, share with our listeners. We reach a huge, huge, huge territory in North Florida. And many of the listeners will think, well, if she's running for District 13, I'm not in District 13, therefore it doesn't apply to me. And you've heard me say before, and may I say to our listeners again, when we vote for a candidate, you have the privilege of voting for that candidate in your district. But when that candidate is seated in Tallahassee, that representative then represents the entire state of Florida, represents all of us. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear well what we're saying today to La Sierra Maslin, that's running for District 13, the Florida House. Take a few minutes, La Sierra. Tell our listeners who you are, why you're running, and what are some of the major things that you have found. You've run a long race. The race is coming to an end, 28 days before election time, and sharing not only who you are, what you're running for, what are some of the pitfalls and difficulties you found in the past year in running this race?
So absolutely. Hello, everyone. I am your obvious choice for District 13. And just to give you a brief synopsis of where that is the northwest of Jacksonville from West Beaver Street, New Kings Road, Normandy, 103rd, Wilson Boulevard, The Landing, Roosevelt, Murray Hill, Avondale areas. I am a mother, a wife. I am a three-time business owner. That hasn't been really listed out there on the ballot media, unfortunately. I don't know how and where they got their information from. But anywho, I am that. I'm an entrepreneur, so therefore I know how to build from the ground up. I forged my own path, and I will be cross-transferring these skills into my new role on November 8th as your state representative. I am, more importantly, a woman of God. I'm a woman of standard. I'm not a person that compromised, and I am running no party affiliation because my allegiance is first to the Lord and then serving his people. I'm not here because, you know, I want, you know, Dr. Youngblood, you talked about covetousness. As I mentioned, I have my own ends. I have my own funds. As a matter of fact, I funded this entire campaign. I had a few citizens, patriots that did donate, but I funded this thing from back to front, and I'm thankful to Almighty God to be able to have those funds to do so. And so, therefore, I'm not a person that's here for the money and the fame and the popularity, because I understand that Jesus wasn't popular, and
that's
so
right.
I know that I won't be, because you're not going to, you know, most won't probably agree wholeheartedly with me because I stand with the blueprint, which is the Word of God. And so some of the hiccups I've had because I'm running no party affiliation, you know, it's not what you would call the most popular party to run with. And so therefore, you know, you don't have organizations spewing out all types of funds, and you know, you don't have all of what you would call maybe, you know, your name kind of buzzing around town. And I'm fine with that. I'm used to being uncomfortable. And whenever you are doing things for the Lord and everybody likes you, you need to question and ask yourself, you know, something's wrong here. Because if they hated Christ, they should supposed to be hating you as well. You shouldn't be the most, you know, popular and everyone's loving you. So that will, I don't consider that a pitfall, but that's been something that's been more than like, if you're not prepared for, would be considered like a hiccup. The other thing is simply that, you know, I've had minimum volunteers, mainly my immediate family, and we just been putting work on the grounds, our feet on the grounds, and getting in our community and just doing what needed to be done. And so, you know, I count it an honor. I count it an honor because I know my God is glorified.
Amen. Well, I know your mom and dad, and I know that they are, as the old cliche goes, rooting for you, praying for you, and assisting you.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for that. And I'm praying that our listeners today will understand the need to elect those into office that stand for the principles in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And when you get into that place called the Circle of Influence in Tallahassee, there's some issues there that I want to ask you about and get your take on it. I understand in Tallahassee that a representative, and I found this to be true, just recently heard one of the state representatives speaking, and he touched on this issue, that you have the Speaker of the House, you have the President of the Senate, you have the Governor, and a representative that was elected by the people and is there in office to make the decisions that's best for we the people that place the individuals in office. I'm told that the way the system works in Tallahassee, that if a legislator wants to introduce legislation, it cannot even go to a subcommittee, much less committee, to be heard, debated, and discussed unless the Speaker of the House wants it. And if the Speaker of the House does not want it, then that political leader, i.e. the representative, is simply sitting in the position, but having no authority, no ability, etc. Now, I understand that's a system, but I'm against that system, La Sierra. I believe that if when you're elected, you need to be representing the people and not representing the Speaker of the House. So now my question to you is simply this. How would you respond to that? How are you going to respond to it when you're sworn into office and you see a need? And we're going to talk about some of those needs for legislation and so forth. When you see that need, you want to introduce that legislation, but you're told, no, you can't. How do you respond to that? What should we, the people, understand about that, how would you say, system? Is that a proper system or is it not? Is that something that we need to take a stand against or simply compromise and say, okay?
So that's so easy, Dr. Youngblood, because that's something that I've dealt with just in my life, right? We all live in this world system, right, that tell us we have to do certain things certain ways. And so what I found, because I'm a woman of God, because I'm a kingdom citizen, I understand who has the final say, okay? You said this House Speaker supposedly has the final say. Well, I got news for whoever the House Speaker will be, and I know who he is, and I've already met him. If he doesn't want to hear what the legislation I would like to present or what the people of District 13 and Yay, the state of Florida, he is going to, he will hear it. He will hear it in one way or the other. And this is what I found when you're a woman of God and you're a righteous person, just like Paul, just like David, just like many of them in the Word, the Lord allows there to be a door to open when others want to shut it. You understand? And so I know that my God will make a way out of no way. He will make a way of escape because I'm after his will. And so like the Word of God simply says, when your ways please God, he'll allow your enemies to be at your footstool. So if Amen. They will dare to be an enemy to me, it won't go over well. It won't go over well, and I'm going to still break through and do what God intended for me to do.
Amen. Well, I'm thankful to hear that. Would you say, and this is a very simple question, but it's very profound in its breadth and depth, would you say that you're the type person, i.e. individual, that you would say that you stand in and for what we see Governor DeSantis doing, what we've seen under President Donald J. Trump? Are you a Trump candidate, a DeSantis candidate? Do you stand in the principles and positions they stand for?
Well, I'm my own individual conservative candidate. I like Trump and I like DeSantis and I like the policies that they have implemented. Tremendous, tremendous, awesome policies that they've implemented has been phenomenal. I can name several. And so I am in part with them as far as liking what they're doing in support of each of them. And so, yeah, I'm absolutely on board with probably about 90% of what they've done.
This Very good. Let's hear a hang in there. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, right after the top of the hour news.
Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.